Hey, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. This is Phoebe.
And I'm Tracy.
And we have a very special guest with us today.
We do.
It's so nice and warm. Finally, it feels like spring. So we brought Nan of Chubby Pickle Farms.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Nan.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited. It's garden season.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yep.
So, Nan, I know you always tell people, and you've told people before in the podcasts, that you should always make sure to clean your garden containers, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So we're just assuming you've cleaned and, like, not bleach. You said vinegar, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I use vinegar. I personally don't like to use chemicals in my life. Right. So I use a vinegar. I spray them down with vinegar and I wash them and I scrub them really good with super hot water.
So I'm going to assume that you've already done that. This time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're already growing.
Yes.
And I know that Tracy did tomatoes in a big garden last year.
I did a bunch of things. Yeah, I did some tomatoes.
So now that
I don't remember. What did I do? I went crazy is what I did.
So I was lucky enough to go see her garden, which was fabulous.
She didn't just come to see it. She had to dig me out of it
because it was fabulous. It was fabulous.
So she did a really good job then for the first time,
right? Fantastic.
So what would you suggest that Tracy and other folks who were just getting, like, finally getting out and into the garden early, like mid-May, what should we be thinking?
Mid-May?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are in Berks County, which is zone 6. Our last frost date is the 15th of May.
Oh. Wow.
So actually a little bit before then, we can start some lettuces, but May 15th on, you definitely get some lettuce seeds in because you want to get a lettuce crop going. Lettuce really likes the cool weather. Get your kale growing if you haven't already. It's still not too late to put onion sets in and some broccoli and rapini. What's it called? Rapini? How do you say that?
Is that the broccoli rob?
Yeah, broccoli rob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Broccoli rob.
So can you start those things from seeds?
Yes.
Like when you say broccoli, the kale's easy to start from seed.
You
can put it all in, right in?
I actually start the cabbages, the broccolis, the cauliflowers and things like that in the house a little bit earlier. So it's a baby when it goes in the garden. You can start it from seed, and I have grown it from seed in the garden. I just found it grows a little stronger if you start it in the house a little earlier.
Oh. Did you start yours?
No. Well, you know what? That's like advanced. That requires planning. And, you know, I went out to the place and just bought my stuff. But my question, I have a question about that, is I did plant, like, my lettuces were seed.
Sure.
Oh. Beets were seed. Carrots were seed. What else? There were some, and the lettuces and stuff, they did just what they're supposed to do, I guess, right? Oh, and radishes
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
So the beets never took off, but that's a whole other thing. I don't think that's a May thing. But anyway, so some things you should do in starting indoors, right?
Yeah, some things are better to start indoors or to buy as a starter. And if you're a beginner gardener, I always say, why don't you try a few seeds and some easy ones to start are like tomatoes and that in the house. If you're a beginner gardener and, you know, gardening, there's so much to learn and so much to do. And I really want people to enjoy gardening and have a wonderful garden. And I always say, start small. You can always grow and grow and grow to the point where you have lights all over your house and seeds all over your house starting in February straight through. That would be my house.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Hey, but I didn't start that way. And I don't suggest everybody takes it all on in one fair season. I see a lot of what I call springtime gardeners. We get all excited come spring, mm-hmm. and I don't see as many fall gardeners. So I think that if you take it in baby steps mm-hmm. and maybe buy them as starter plants and get them in the garden and get growing, and then you can build your way to some seed starting.
Mm. Where do you pick up your seedlings? Well, where do you suggest people pick up seedlings? Because, of course, you're growing in your house mad woman.
Yeah. Well, Spring Garden Farms on 724. I get a lot of seedlings there. You know, if you want to get growing, we may have some classes on that coming up. We also have a bunch of different places.
Sugarbush.
Sugarbush. I
love Sugarbush.
Well, Sugarbush is actually, I think she's closing her doors the end of June.
What?
I know.
Yeah, it's really sad.
I just heard that recently.
Yeah, she's going to be closing the end of June. So I think that it'd be best to direct people maybe to the one further down, Phoebe, down by you.
No. Don't tell people about that place.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. They love it's crazy down there.
I love it there.
We should tell people about Espen Shades.
Well, there's Espen Shades. And, I mean, you know, I'm a big advocate for Spring Garden. I work there now.
Uh-huh.
I do some work for Ray and his wife. That's family. That's all homegrown. And I love it there.
Okay, good. So okay. we might catch you there.
Absolutely. You know, if you stop by, definitely ask for me on the weekends. I might be there. Sometimes I'm in my garden. Sometimes I'm in his greenhouse.
So it's okay to get some lettuce in. I'm going to do that this year. I usually never do lettuce.
That's, I got to say, the lettuce was the most fun thing, I thought. I mean, I loved pretty much everything that came up. Lettuce was fun because it was just always there. It's like a little miracle.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. I think that's a good start for May then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, and one last quick question. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a festival? I cannot. Landis Valley does their
festival.
Is that like Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah. It's usually around Mother's Day weekend. Landis Valley does their, Landis Valley really specializes in a lot of heirloom seeds. And they also sell seedlings always at that festival. It's a fabulous place to go. Oh. It's a nice place for the family to have a nice outing with the family and learn more about the way things used to be done, which is the way we live at my house. Mm-hmm. And aside from turning butter, I think we're one step away from that at my house. Though I have done that now that I think about it.
Oh, my goodness. So put that on your calendar. Seriously, Trace, you should go. I think you would like it.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
You would go mad.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave Michael at home so he doesn't have to deal with me.
There's no room in the car for Michael.
Right, there you go.
You go shopping there.
Yeah.
No, really. Wonderful. Okay, great. So thanks so much, Nan, for those really helpful tips.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait to get out there.
Thanks for having me, and happy gardening.
Thanks for tuning into this episode, guys. And you can find Phoebe's Pure Food at phoebespurefood.com. And be sure to find Chubby Pickle Farms at...
It's on Facebook.
At Chubby Pickle Farms. And be sure to leave us some reviews. Let us know what you think, what you'd like to hear more of, what you'd like to hear less of. And subscribe. It's really easy. You just click the subscribe button. So thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.